Welcome, visualizers. It's Jen, and I'm so looking forward to being with you on another adventure. If you are here in real time, you are receiving this visualization on November 8th, 2023. And if you are here on a recording, which I'm thinking most of you are going to be, and just maybe you're here because you needed what November has to offer. Maybe you're here because of the theme. And thank you for being here on the recording, for keeping the energy going. Very often we can't all be together in real time. Sometimes it's just me in here. Sometimes it's me and a couple other. So these recordings, I like to think, keep this energy going. So if you are on the recording, you've got the luxury of hitting pause anytime you want to. So just notice if that is for you in this moment. And if you're here in real time, we're going to get 30 full minutes to focus on you. Looks like we've got Sarah with us tonight. Welcome, beauty. I'm glad we've got someone on our first evening offered. And so let's all just notice, do we need anything around us to get comfortable? Some of us might be in a seat for this practice. We'll have 30 minutes. Some of us might be lying down. There's no right way, there's no wrong way. If you're working with your environment, do your best. And if you do have the luxury of creating it a little bit more cozily, let's just start noticing what you might need. Again, in real time, it could be a little cooler where you are. If you're in Charlotte, might be having a little bit of summer again. So anyone who's lying down, let's check to see. Do we need anything under our knees to help our lower back release if we know that can be a point that gets uncomfortable for us? Do we need or want anything below our knees? Do we want anything below our neck? Just notice if you have a lot of stuff going on, your shoulders are up by your ears. Do you maybe want to take a blanket or a pillow or something and fit it right under your upper cervical spine? And just imagine for the 30 minutes that we're together, you've got some support saying, hey, anything you've been carrying gets to fall away. Noticing if you want anything else below you, and noticing if you want anything on you. Is there a blanket for comfort, for warmth? Weighted things are very popular these days, stuffed animals, blankets, you name it. Are you using anything with weight to invite your nervous system to just let go and deepen a little bit more? A little bit more quickly. Do we have earbuds in so that we can create more of a barrier between us and this inner world and that world outside of us? Just notice if there's anything, and I'm kind of doing a nice slow lead in. So if you're here in real time, you can grab it. And again, if you're on the recording, just hit pause. Take your time. Get yourself settled in. Let's start to get used to the space we're in. For some of us, no, for everyone, it's probably dark. Well, no, if you're on the recording, it could be light. So just notice in your space, is it light? Is it dark? Does anything come over the eyes if it is light? Are there other sounds around you in other rooms or anything where you just need to start inviting yourself to start shifting your focus away from that? Just noticing it, acknowledging it's there, and starting to bring your awareness back towards this way. We may have some pets or something that may want to be a part of this. So, as always, meet yourself and meet all of that where it's at. And noticing any smells around you, if there's oils, anyone cooking. Starting to get used to this space, your nest. And let's begin to settle into you a little bit more. We're going to prepare to visualize. We're going to prepare to visualize. So noticing for you, are your eyes opened or are your eyes closed? The invitation I always extend is to close your eyes, maybe cover them. This is going to give your visual processing system a break. But as always, if you ever notice that for you, this invites any trauma or anything like that, meet yourself where you're at. There's no rule book for any of this. Just notice where you're at in this moment. And I want to invite you to say hello to your breath. Hello, breath, our life force, our prana. And maybe your breath deepens a little bit as it notices you, noticing it. And if you've had a full day, full evening, maybe it's like, hey, person, so glad you're finally checking in. So let's just spend a moment checking in. How does it feel when you notice your breathing? I want you to notice the depth of it. Notice if it gets stuck anywhere, any constriction. And if you haven't had a chance to check in, maybe just noticing, does it feel good to notice your breath? And hopefully by the end of our 30 minutes, you're going to return a little bit more to your rhythm. Not that shallower breath that we get in when we're not on our schedule, when we're not on our rhythm, maybe when we're working with somebody else's. We're going to invite that to start falling away right now and just let your natural rhythm start taking over. Invite your natural rhythm to start taking over. And feel your inhale, your exhale. Feel the air enter through your nostrils. Feel your air exit through your nostrils. When you inhale, just feel the air moving in through your nose, moving around your body, coming out through your nostrils. Take a moment to notice your belly rising, your belly falling, your belly rising, your belly falling. And let's check in as we're settling in. Does it feel better to have your arms straight over your head? Maybe getting a nice little side body stretch while you're resting. Do you want to have your arms bent at 90 degrees? Maybe just breathing nice and deeply into your shoulders while you're resting. Do any of us need to have a hand on our belly and a hand on our heart? Just another way to check in, notice. We want our hands open, arms by the side. Check to see if there's anywhere you can put the arms that would feel more grounding or opening or safe, whatever you need right now. And let's bring some awareness over to our physical body as we prepare to visualize. And maybe it feels weird to be still if you've had a lot of movement today. And so we simply invite your body to settle in as best it can right now. It's okay if you're a little fidgety. Sometimes we are. Just make that note that you get to meet yourself where you're at physically right now. And just seeing if any of that does need any readjustment, any ways to get more comfortable now that you've been trying it out. Invite your physical body to start getting a little bit heavier. Maybe also noticing your physical body getting a little bit lighter. We may notice our emotional body as we practice our visualization tonight. Maybe just noticing any feelings in there. Some of them might be present. Some of them can come up through these practices. So we just recognize that more of that is releasing and just doing our best to let it leave the space. Checking in on our mind as we prepare to visualize, knowing that in this practice, our mind is a little more active. We do not need to have a still, quiet mind. The practice is coming back to my voice, coming back to my voice. It's okay if the mind wanders, you just bring it back to my voice. For some of us, we do have challenges focusing and bringing it back to the voice, back to the visualization. That is the practice. You're not doing it wrong. It's perfect for you. And working with your mind wherever it's at. And in anything we're doing, if we're imagining anything in the future, invitation right now, if any of your parts want to know how, not the space, invite all of your parts right now to put that how aside for another day. We're not here to figure anything out. You are here to rest. You're here to receive. You're here to let your breath come back to its rhythm. You're here to let your physical body rest. You're here to let your emotional body release, check in. You're here to train your mind and all those executive functioning skills. And we're here to support our nervous system so we can have a more clear path for the divine. And we are going to start our visualization now, loves. If you need to adjust while we're moving through it, that's okay. Before we start, just to help settle in a little bit more. And if this feels good, do this while you're resting as many times as you want. Let's take a breath in through the nose. All of your breath out. Little bit of a deeper breath in through the nose. Sigh your breath out. If that felt good, take it as many times as you want. If that felt good and you sense there's a little bit more energy to move, more anxiety to bring down, or anything like that before we keep moving, I'm going to invite us through a little bit bigger of a release. Inhale. Ha. Letting any of that sound shake out anything ready to go. And we get a little bit deeper. So the theme we're going to be working with in this moment, loves, it's a little bit more around boundaries. We can never have too much with boundaries. If you're in real time, or if you're catching this pretty close after I upload, it's November. And let's just take a moment to get present to maybe what you notice coming up in your system as you hear November. Some of us might be noticing a shift in our breath when we think about the month of November. Just notice your breath. As you think about the month of November, notice if you feel anything in your body. As you think about the month of November, notice if you get any feedback in your mind. For some of us, we might be stepping into a very full month. I see you. For others, maybe you're slowing it down. We're all in a different spot on our journey. Most of us, most of the people that I support, can always do with a little bit more space. With a little bit more slowing down, especially during this time of year, when we think about all the things around us that sometimes feel like they're speeding up, when maybe nature, maybe our bodies, maybe everything else says, please slow down. So just notice for you what comes up for November. This experience is going to be about meeting you wherever you're at. It's not going to be about saying no to every single thing you want to. I know that would not be practical. And just let your system rest into the knowing that we're going to meet you where you're at. And as we start looking at our boundaries of no, of not now, remembering that every no, every not now, is a yes to something else. So let your system feel that. Every no, every not now is a yes to something else. And before we evaluate this a little bit more, we're going to start moving a little bit. Your body will stay right where it is. But I want to invite you to take a little hike with me. This time of year, if it's more real time, it's beautiful in the mountains. The mountains are grounding. Even if it's not, the mountains are beautiful. So I want you to imagine that you are at the beginning of a trailhead. And just notice, notice what you see. Notice the sign. Today, I'm going to give you this hiking path that normally is heavily traveled and it is private, unless there's some select few that you want on here. But just start to look around. Is there a sign at the trailhead? What kind of trees do you see? When you look up at the mountain, is it a littler one? Is it a bigger one? What do you notice about the sky? Are you on a magical moonlight hike where the moon is so bright you can see? Or is it a blue sky? Are there clouds? Is there a gentle mist? Is there snow? Are the leaves changing for fall? What do you see? Are there a lot of trees, or is it more like open mountains, like rolling mountains? Go wherever feels best in your mind. What do you smell? Do you smell crisp air, leaves, snow, dirt? What do you smell? And so we're going to begin walking and feel the pace in your body. You are walking at the pace that feels best for you. Maybe it's really slow and leisurely. Maybe you're getting a little cardio in. Practice right now checking in and saying, body, what do you need? And in this moment, practicing listening. So you might be saying no to a fast pace and yes to a leisurely one. Or you might be saying yes to a brisk walk and no to the slowness till you get to the top. Ask your body what it needs. Practice listening. And so you begin walking. What do you hear as you take each step? What does the air and the temperature feel like on your skin? Are there any animals on the path? Any deer, squirrels? Whatever you are, whatever animals they have, even if they don't have them there, you get to put them there. What do you see? As you're walking, you feel your breath. And you feel all those patterns of tension we accumulate in our breathing start to fall away. With each step you take, you know that you're coming back to your rhythm, your deep, full breath that says you are safe in your body. In this moment, you have everything you need. In this moment, you have everything you need. You are safe in your breath. And as you walk up the mountain, feel your strong, flexible, powerful body. Your body is strong. Your body is flexible. Your body is powerful. In this moment, just connect to that. As you walk, you notice your mind is becoming more focused, more clear. Each step says, "Hey, let's work together." Each step, your breath becomes more yours. Your mind becomes more of a space where you get to say what you think. It just becomes easier to focus, to see. And you get the feeling, the sense as you're walking up the mountain that this small moment of time is such an important one. You said yes to yourself. You put down everything else you had to do, all the people and animals who needed things from you. And you said, "I am walking up this hill." And in saying yes to you, you got to say no to some more stress accumulating. We got to say no to taking on a little bit more overwhelm. So just feel yourself right now as you're walking up the mountain, smelling the air, seeing the leaves, feeling your body saying, "Thank you. I feel the yes, and I feel the importance of this moment." And you feel the no. Saying no to the stress, no to the overwhelm, no to a rhythm and a speed that's not yours. And we all end up getting in areas and environments where we have to do it. That's okay. We return to places like this where we come back to ourself. So keep feeling more of you coming back. Your brilliance, your power, your creativity, your tenacity. And we're going to pause on our hike. And for the sake of our time, notice if you got to the top, or notice if you are stopping on the way. You can always keep this visualization going on your own anytime if you want to keep adding. So just notice right now if you may want to get to the top on your own later, or if you're at the top now, or if you're in a beautiful little side area that you can step off to and see those views. We're going to sit or lie. Notice what your body needs. We're going to check in and just see you somewhere on this mountain, the top, the side. See little you in all the trees, or maybe all the rolling openness. See you. Feel your bright light. See your bright light emanating from the earth. And as we're in November, or maybe another season of a little bit more no for you, I want you to take a second, a moment, and start to check in and just notice some of the things that you have on your plate. Maybe not as much the ones that you can't control, but maybe some of the ones you can. Let's start with that right now. And just notice, see those things on your plate. And let's see if they align. Let's see if they all align, or if any get to wait, if any get to come later. And notice your breath. If you think of something that's there, and your breath gets shallow, that might mean there's something out of alignment right now. If your body tenses up anywhere and you notice something anywhere, for me, it's the loss of freedom in my body. I feel like this forcing. That's how it feels for me. Notice if there's anything there in your body. Notice if there's any thoughts of panic of anything. And we just start to look at, is there anything that gets to wait? Is there anything that gets to be a not now? Is there anything that's a no? Just let it come to you. For a client I was working with the other day, she got really excited about a professional meeting with other entrepreneurs and was going to go. And when we talked about it, it was very clearly a not now. It would have tipped the scale. So what we saw was it's a no for that, but it's a yes for getting to engage with other people of like minds. So she's going to say no to that for now, but yes to something else. So maybe you even notice, beauties, that you can be creative. Maybe it's a, oh, well, it's a not now or a no to that boundary. But I actually get to say yes to the experience of it in this way. So just notice and remember, if nothing's coming now, the power of these experiences is we're tapping into your subconscious, your unconscious. This doesn't end when we do. Some of you might keep a journal open. Some of you might be ready for more answers and insights to come later. What I also want you to start imagining is anything you can't say no to, anything you can't. And maybe what we say no to is focusing on the struggle of it, focusing on thinking it's going to be hard, when we could be saying, yes, it's going to be challenging. There's no way around this one, but I've got to show up. And maybe we say no to that struggle. And we stop. And we spend 5 minutes saying yes to breath, 5 minutes saying yes to stillness. Maybe we come back to this experience over and over again. Maybe we say 5 minutes to a real walk where we move our body and we come back to this moment. And we think about how when things are not aligned for us, there are messages in our breath, in our body, in our mind, just like when they are. We're all here to practice getting better and better at hearing. And we're all here to be in space so we have an opportunity to listen. Just keep letting that wash over you and creatively. We might not be saying no to things we really, really aren't going to be getting out of. But maybe we say no to creating the overwhelm. Maybe we say no to focusing on the challenge. And we say yes to our tools. We say yes to our strategies. We say yes to our support. And just take a moment right now to imagine all that support, whether it's a yoga prop, a block, a bolster, a hug, an animal, a coach, a therapist, a friend, a child. Just think of all the support you have. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say not now. Every time we do, we say yes to what is most in alignment. And just feel that alignment as your breath flows in and out, as your body rests heavily and gently, as your mind does whatever your mind does. And we feel our spirit and all our guides checking back in. And taking a moment just to integrate this. Just noticing if anything really stuck out. And we have no expectations for what does. Sometimes it's nothing in the moment. Sometimes there was one word that was really important. A phrase, a sentence, a feeling. No expectations. And I do want to honor everyone's time, whether they were live or on the recording. But check and see. If you do have a little time after this, would it support you to do a little writing? If you don't and you want to do some later, do you want to take your journal out and have it somewhere open where you can see it? Maybe write down a word. Just notice if you have a little space, what would support you after stepping out of this? And if you don't, just remember that we get to say no to anything our parts have to say about that. We get to say yes, yes to what's next. Yes, I gave myself 30 minutes to breathe, to be still and be in a shape, to redirect my mind, to open a channel for my spirit, and to be in community, whether we were all together in real time or not. Thank each of you for being here. I'm so grateful. It's exciting to see this grow. And I look forward to seeing you for our next live one, if you're able to make it, in 2 weeks from today. And it will be for the morning one. Namaste, loves. Namaste.